This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. This somewhat unusual verse from the pen of John the Apostle makes an important point about Jesus. You see, some people were saying that Jesus was the Son of God only during the days of his ministry, but nothing more than a man when he died on the cross. John says, no, Jesus showed himself to be the eternal Son of God throughout his mission, in all his work as our Redeemer. He came in connection with water. When he was baptized, Jesus took his place alongside us sinners in order to work out our salvation. But God's own Son was also there for us in connection with blood. When he completed his mission to redeem us by giving himself up to death in our place as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. When we trust in Jesus, we can be sure he will be there for us both in life and in death, since he not only lived his life as our substitute, but laid that life down for us as our Redeemer.